No one will. And so the scripture is, though I speak with the tongue of men and angels, I have the gift of prophecy, and I understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and have not love, it profiteth me nothing. If you go into the satanic side of things and you look at what they say, love is one of the most disgusting things that they can think of. They are totally 100% disgusted by love, because love feels like a weak thing to them. In our fallen nature, we often compare ourselves with ourselves and our abilities to perform, but there is no higher power in the earth than love. Because love actually breaks bondages. Now, I'm going to tell you that the blood of Christ is love. Okay? So I'm not competing with anything from God, because God is love. So I'm not diminishing the seven spirits of God or anything else you want to do with it. But it is love that breaks it. Love was the cross. And the cross is where it all comes back to. Now, I won't get into tonight's topic actually for another 15 minutes or so. I'm still talking about the weekend we have coming up here right now. That was the prerequisite I have for us coming to this seminar. And so I'm going to just stop and acknowledge at this point that every single one of you has your own choices to make. You do have choices to make. But one of the choices that we can make is that I'm all in. There's nothing that I will hold back from God. Nothing. I don't know what that means right now, but I'm all in. That's the choice we have to make. It is His job then to bring that to fruition in our lives. I'm going to come from a different perspective this weekend than what you're used to. If I hold my finger up like this and I go clockwise and I come down here, it is now counterclockwise. That's a different perspective. So where I am talking from is where my perspective is. And so I'm going to talk from within, because if you understand, on the surface, you look at the surface of something. She has a smile. She's happy, right? Smile means she's happy. He has a frown. He's sad. Right? Is that true? That's the surface. So, if you want to divide the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of this world, you would say, well, the church is the kingdom of heaven, the bar is the kingdom of this world. I'm going to stretch you here a little bit. Because on the surface, that looks true. But if you get inside the hearts of the people at church, you find out that not everyone in church is involved in the kingdom of heaven. And you find out that not everyone in the bar is involved in the kingdom of this world. Now, I'm going to agree with you that there's probably more of them in church and more of them in the bar, that's that. But what I'm saying is, my perspective comes from, my experience comes from being in the basement of the church house. By the basement of the church house, what I mean is what really goes on in secret places of administration in people's hearts for the past 20 years. And listening to the hearts of bishops and weak girls. I'm not here to tell you everything is bad. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, I have a different perspective. I see things from not the smile or the frown. I see them from what's within. And also in the past 10 years, walking with others, 20 years actually, but some of it more in the last 10 years, of walking with others through the dark night of the soul that often can only be described as the bowels of hell. And understanding through that experience what actually goes on in people's lives. Now, where do I want to end? Where do I want to be at Saturday evening or Sunday morning or 10 years from now? I want us to understand that we're in a cosmic war. That's not what the evangelist said. The evangelist said, if you say this prayer, you will have peace forevermore. I'm not against the evangelist, okay? Just doesn't happen to be everybody's experience. Then you wonder, am I really a Christian? Really, am I?